Today, 31st of May, World Smoke Free Day, and the New Zealand Initiative are saying that vaping products or smokeless products are the key to New Zealand's smoke-free future. This is a study out from the New Zealand Initiative called Smoke and Vapor, the Changing World of Tobacco Harm Reduction. And the author of that report from the New Zealand Initiative is Janessa Jerram, who joins us now. Hi there, Janessa.
Good morning, James.
Hi. So what do you mean when you say vaping is the pathway to smoke-free New Zealand? You're saying that even new vapers are not likely to take up smoking?
That's correct. So my report is about how to reduce the harms of smoking. I found that a lot of aspects of New Zealand's tobacco policy actually neglect the needs of smokers wanting to quit. So I looked at how less harmful alternatives to smoking, like vaping, as well as other nicotine delivery products like snus and heat not burn, can actually offer smokers an alternative. And that's something quite new in policy in New Zealand.
So you're convinced that vaping is better for you than smoking?
Oh, absolutely. And it's not just the New Zealand Initiative saying this. I'm drawing on the expertise of public health experts in New Zealand and overseas who have come to similar conclusions. Vaping, for example, is around 95% less harmful than smoking, which is really encouraging when, up until this stage, there hasn't been a really viable alternative for smokers.
Oh, it seems common sense that if you are a smoker that you would just go, oh, well, vaping is going to give me what I need and is a healthier alternative, I'll just do vaping. Where's the disconnect?
Oh, absolutely. And the encouraging thing is a lot of smokers have taken up vaping even when there was a regulatory grey area. So they're discovering that these products all on their own because they do deliver nicotine to the system and offer other kind of sensory aspects similar to smoking while being less harmful. I think the disconnect is that first, up until very recently, these products couldn't be legally sold in New Zealand. So there are probably still a lot of people who are unaware of these products, or they were receiving the wrong messages that these products are risky or dangerous. So I think by making these products legal, we can address some of that disconnect.
That's a very good point.
Yeah, and of course, some smokers are just quitting at their own pace as well. I mean, we have to accept that smokers are on a journey themselves. And I think the best way of going about things is just letting smokers choose to use these products in their own time. And as we can see, they are doing so.
So are they legal now? Are vaping products that contain nicotine legal in New Zealand?
Yes, they are. And the ministry is currently considering risk proportionate regulation to go along with that. And I think this will be the interesting time. So there's still a lot of risk that the government could impose regulations that limit access to these products. But, I mean, our own report and the research I've done so far suggests that the government really should be supporting these products. Mm.
And what do you know about Big Tobacco's involvement in these sorts of products? And is it a good thing that the likes of Big Tobacco are taking, you know, a slice of this vaping pie?
Yeah, sure. Well, we know that tobacco companies are producing their own versions of these products. The e-cigarette market is very competitive at the moment, where Big Tobacco doesn't have a foothold on the industry. And I think that's why we need to encourage quite a competitive market. We need to encourage smaller players to enter the game. And this kind of competition is actually really good because these companies are going to be competing on producing the most effective products as well as the most affordable ones.
Mm. So look, to wrap it up then, the government should be promoting vaping and smokeless products and should spend a bit of money telling people that it's a good idea?
Well, absolutely, and especially compared to some of the other punitive measures put in place in tobacco control policy. Unlike other policies, we're not actually asking smokers to give something up. It's just about offering viable alternatives.
Hey, thank you so much for joining us this morning. It's a fascinating study. All the best.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Janessa Jerram, who is from the New Zealand Initiative and is the author of a report called Smoke and Vapour, The Changing World of Tobacco Harm Reduction. And it calls for a range of smokeless nicotine delivery products like e-cigarettes and snooze and heat-not-burn products to be made available to smokers wanting to cut down or quit. It sounds like common sense to me.